MSU brought home the national championship this year. No, not in basketball, in landscaping. The MSU Student Horticultural Association landscape team competed at the National Collegiate Landscape Competition, also known as the Landscape Olympics, at Mississippi State University. And after 4 days of competitive events ranging from irrigation troubleshooting, love that, to contests involving tree climbing, they had scored the most points and took first place. Here in the studio are two of the students who contributed to that big win. Their fingernails are still filthy. Horticulture student Josh Newsma. Josh, welcome.
Thank you.
And Connor McKernan, a student in the Landscape and Nursery Management Program. Connor, welcome.
Thank you very much.
This was the 40th Landscape Olympics. This is an event that's been around for a while. Has MSU ever won before?
No, we have not. This is our first time, yeah.
How have we done in years past? Do we know?
Well, last year we got second place, and then in about the last 10 years, we've consistently been doing better and better every year. So,
well, talk about the win here. How did we pull this off? There are 28 competitive events. 63 colleges compete. It's quite an accomplishment, really. I'm poking a little bit of fun at you here, but, I mean, this is really a cool thing.
Yeah, so there's 63 schools all across the country and even one from Canada, and then out of the 28 events, Michigan State, we ranked in the top 10 out of 22 of the 28 events. So even the ones that we didn't win or get first, second, third place, we consistently ranked really well.
You got any superstars on the team? I'm led to believe you had some first place finishes here. Did you?
Yeah, we did. Okay. We had multiple first place finishes.
Yeah.
We had one in irrigation, management, business management, cost estimation.
And Josh, you competed in the wood construction competition with a partner. Tell us what you did and what the rules were. What was the competition like?
Yeah, so that event, you're given 2 hours to build whatever they tell you, but you don't know what it is until the time starts.
Mm.
So there's a preliminary test that weeds out some of the teams, and then the top 30 actually get to build. And this year it was a bench, and you walk into the room, and it's all the tools and the lumber you need. And then there's a plan laying face down, and when time starts, you can flip it over, and you start going at it. So.
And is it a strict time limit then?
Yep.
It's a timed event. How much time did you have to complete the bench?
It was 1 hour and 50 minutes. Yep.
And how did you were pleased with the outcome?
Yeah, for the most part. You have to kind of judge how you want to use your time, because it's based on quality of the construction, but also how far along you get. With the actual construction, so not necessarily having to complete it, but if you do well in the parts that you have built, that you can still score pretty high.
I'm talking with horticulture student Josh Newsma and Connor McKernan, a student in the Landscape and Nursery Management Program, about MSU's national championship in the Landscape Olympics recently held at Mississippi State University. I've got to ask about the tree climbing here. Did either of you participate in that?
No, unfortunately we did not.
And now, for the record, what makes tree climbing relevant to a landscaper?
Well, you know, if you'll have a tree growing in your yard, and if it gets some sort of pest or disease, you may have to remove a limb. And you want to do that in the safest way possible without causing any harm to yourself or the tree.
Sure. Connor, you competed in woody plant identification and in sales presentation. First, tell us about plant identification. How did that competition work?
Well, that was a very fun event, but it was very difficult and very time consuming. They gave us a list of almost 200 plants leading up to the competition, and they were plants from across the nation. And you had to learn the genus, the species, the common name, and then pretty much you go in there. They give you 30 seconds at each station, and at each station there is either a potted plant or a cutting from a plant, and in that 30-second time limit, you have to write the genus, the species, and the common name.
And how did you do?
I did pretty well. I got sixth place. My partner from Michigan State, Kyle Binziel, got third place, so we were pretty proud of him for that.
How hard is it to identify plants in general? Is it?
I mean, you
it's like anything. If you study it long enough, you can get it down.
It's tough, but if you dedicate the time to it, I mean, you can get pretty good at it.
I was a bit surprised by the sales presentation competition. It doesn't conjure up images of Jesse Owens or Mark Spitz for me, but what did you do for the sales presentation? What happens there?
So for the sales presentation, we were given a general idea, a general scenario of this year. It was, there was a couple that lived in Indiana. They were both doctors, and you're given very limited information. And then the day before you actually present, you're able to meet with your clients and ask them a few questions, and then you're given a 10 or 15 minute time limit to find out as much information about them as you can. And then the next day you go in and you have to present and address whatever situation or problems that they can come up with.
Josh, what would you say you gained from this competition?
Well, definitely a big part of it was just getting to know the other members of the team. We start sort of studying and practicing for this in like November, December. So it's a lot of work, but it's a lot of fun. And especially the week that we were down there, you get really close to the people that are down there with you.
Connor, what about you?
I mean, I couldn't agree more. It was just a lot of fun. I made definitely got to know people a lot better than I had leading up to the competition, and it was just a good experience overall, a good networking opportunity, and I just really enjoyed it.
I'm fascinated by how you guys got into this. Josh, you're a horticulture student studying landscape design and management consultation. Have you always been interested in horticulture? Is this a more recent kind of interest?
Yeah, so I started working for a landscape company when I was in high school, and really since then, I've never felt like there was something else that sounded more fun or interesting. So,
what do you like most about it?
The design aspect, definitely, just designing outdoor spaces for people to use and enjoy, and it's always just fun to be outside and work with equipment and plants and make beautiful landscapes.
Connor, you're studying landscape and nursery management. How did you get into this?
Well, my previous experience, I went to a different university and studied something completely unrelated. And while I was studying
that... What was that, if I may ask?
It was policy analysis.
Oh,
actually.
My.
Yeah, so pretty polar opposite ends of the spectrum.
Where
Indiana University.
Indiana. Okay.
Yeah. And, I enjoyed it, but I just didn't see myself doing anything related to that for the... for my career. So, I looked around, and my brother had actually gone to Michigan State University, and I looked into it, thought it'd be a good fit. And
did he study something along these lines?
Yeah. Oh,
okay. Well, we're renowned for this this field of study, to be sure. What would you guys like to be doing in a few years? How far along in your education, first off, are you, Connor?
Well, this is my first year at Michigan State, so I'm hoping, I want to be working at a nursery somewhere in Michigan, hopefully in the next 5 years or so, but we'll see what happens after that.
At a nursery. Josh, what about you?
Yeah, I definitely...
Design?
I definitely like to be a landscape designer for a landscape company, probably in Michigan, and I'm from Grand Rapids, so if I could stay around that area, that would be really, really great.
There's a big MSU plant sale that has become a part of the spring landscape every year, put on by students like you. It's coming up at the end of the month. Connor, can you tell us about that?
Yeah, well, that will be on Saturday, April 23rd from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. and Sunday, April 24th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m.
And that happens where?
That's going to be at the Plant and Soil Science Building in the Head House.
And that is a harbinger of spring for hundreds and hundreds of people. Are you both working the event?
We will be.
Okay.
Yeah,
all hands involved. All hands on deck for the plant sale. We want to thank both of our guests. I've been talking with horticulture student Josh Newsma. Where in Mississippi was the competition?
This was at Mississippi State University.
But that is what community?
Starkville.
Starkville, yep. Mississippi. Yep. Very good. Josh Newsma, Connor McKernan, student. Connor's a student in the landscape and nursery management program. Congratulations on all your work and your success, and to all of your teammates as well. And thank you for being here.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you.